From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Around the world, the price of gas is going up. China, which is now the world's second largest consumer of energy, suffered gas shortages this summer. And as NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing, the government now finds itself in a bind over whether or not to raise prices at the pump.
Taxi driver Chen Zhenpo is waiting in line to pick up passengers at a shopping mall in central Beijing. There's a good reason why his green and yellow Hyundai taxi is moving up the line so quietly. It's because he's pushing it. He puts one hand on the steering wheel, another on the window frame, and applies his cloth shoes to the pavement. Chinese cabbies have been pushing their taxis long before gas prices started soaring. Gas in Beijing is now around $2 a gallon. That's a lot here, where the average annual income is about $1,300. Chen says this summer's gas price increases have hit him especially hard.
Before prices went up, I was spending $12 a day on gas. Now I'm paying $2.50 more. Before I worked 12 hours a day. Now I have to put in 13 or 14.
Chen says his daily take-home pay is roughly the equivalent of $10. This summer, Beijing and other cities started giving taxi drivers about $1.20 a day in subsidies. Chen says it's a token gesture, but it still helps. Gasoline is one of the few commodities for which China's government still sets prices. They've risen 25% this year, but international oil prices have risen as much as 65%. This has forced China's state-owned oil refiners to sell at a loss on domestic markets. To compensate, they've cut their sales at home and increased their exports, which in turn aggravated this summer's shortages. Speaking at a cafe near his office, economist Niu Li of the State Information Center says the government is in a bind. If the government keeps hiking gas prices, he says, it will put cost pressures on companies and consumers and reduce economic activity. On the other hand, if they don't raise prices, refiners will lose money and gas supplies will decline. The gas crunch is hitting a China in transition from a planned economy to a market one. Its state oil companies have to please both Communist Party officials and overseas investors who buy their shares on the New York Stock Exchange. Critics argue that in the end, Beijing's price subsidies just encourage more fuel consumption, especially by wealthy urban car owners. Philip Andrews Speed is an expert on Chinese energy policy at the University of Dundee in Scotland.
The government, what they need to do is to find mechanisms to discriminate between those who can afford to pay more and make them pay, and to subsidize the poor people who can't afford to pay.
Some Chinese motorists are now considering just what they can afford. Parked in a downtown lot, SUV owner Wang Jianjun says the cost of gas was not an issue when he bought his vehicle last year.
I really didn't consider it. I just thought that it was good for hauling stuff. I didn't imagine that gas prices would rise so quickly. Now I'm almost ready to sell this car for one with a smaller engine.
In the near term, it's clear that Chinese consumers will have to bear more of the burden of increasing gas prices. Local media report that taxi meters are going to be showing higher fares soon. Gas prices in the capital have more than doubled in the past decade, but taxi fares haven't changed at all.
Thank you for choosing Beijing Taxi. Bye-bye.
Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.